went out in bad weather. He came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running and everything. You'd say that he
was catching a cold?
Or if that had happened, you say yesterday he
caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right then, you say he sounded
hoarse.
Okay. And if you do that, you have a, you go like that, you call that
a, or a cough.
Okay. And if you got someone's medicine and went in and still saw the medicine there by their bed, you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, I already
took it.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working, out in the sun, and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, and say, look how much I
sweat.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a,
a sore that comes to a head?
Uh-huh. You know, a little lump.
A boil?
Okay. What if it's got more than one head to it? Would you have a special name for it?
Not that I know of.
What about when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And when a blister opens?
I'd just call that fluid.
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me and my hand did what?
My hand got swollen.
Okay. You say, right after after the bee stung me, my hand
began to swell.
It did what?
It swelled up.
Okay. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Cauterized.
Well, did you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a little cut on your finger, a medicine that stings that you can put on it.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to have to take?
Quinine.
Okay. And if someone was shot and didn't get any better, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
Still the man. What, remains ill and still sick?
Or if he didn't live, you say he
died?
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Passed away.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying it?
Croaked.
Okay.
Kicked the bucket.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery, graveyard, mausoleum.
The mausoleum is the big...
That's the big granite buildings that they have.
Is that owned by a family or is it just...
Well, each family buys a spot, you know, a grave, I mean, you know, a vault, in mm-hmm. other words. What they don't have mausoleums in Atlanta?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Everything's just buried, you know, in the ground. But... I think the water level's so high here that they have to.
Well, you know, it's just, I guess it's been in the past maybe 10, 15 years that the mausoleum started getting popular around here. Maybe 15 years ago it started. Now there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you put the body in?
Coffin?
Uh-huh. And the ceremony at the cemetery. Called
them. Burial rites.
Okay. Well, you said he was an important man. Everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
fine.